Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Hi guys, and welcome to another episode of Spiritual Queen's Badass Podcast. So today on my podcast, I've got the absolutely lovely Cheryl Muir. So I first met Cheryl at the Hay House Writers course back in November, and along with Karen, who I met there as well, and I've had her on the podcast, I thought it was only right to have a chat with Cheryl and introduce her here on the podcast, because Cheryl's work has resonated with me so much over the last few months. And as a twin flame expert, I thought there was no better person than to have Cheryl on the podcast to answer all of your lovely questions all about twin flames. And Cheryl's work is probably the first work that I've come across that I really just see such truth in it, and it's just so authentic and really, like, I vibe with it. So hopefully all of this vibes with you guys as well, and it can really help you answer your twin flame questions. So thank you, Cheryl, for joining me today.
Oh, thank you so much for having me, and thank you for the absolutely tremendous introduction. That was so lovely and so heartfelt.
No problem at all. So first of all, like, just explain who you are to people, what you do, and how you got into this.
Absolutely. So as you said, I'm Cheryl Muir, and I'm a twin flame guide. I'm also a catalyst for twin flame healing and ascension. And my whole mission is helping to heal the divine feminine heart one twin at a time. So it's all about heart healing, all about stepping into our divine feminine power. And I'm a twin flame myself, somewhat obviously. I met my twin just over a year ago, and it has been the most intense journey of my life. I've been on my path of spiritual and personal development since 2010. So it was not my first rodeo at all. But when I met my twin, things really hit the fan. And when I tried to look for information, the information out there was just not helpful. So that's why I do this work now. And it's such a compliment, Emma, for you to say that my work is really authentic and resonates with you more than anything else. That really means a lot. And that's why I'm doing this work. So that's a little about me and what I do. In terms of the way I work, it's a mixture of coaching and then healing through guided meditations, and just traditional coaching work, really, as well as any intuitive and psychic information I get through. And it's the joy of my life to do this work. It really is.
Amazing. And like you say, like, twin flames, I think everybody has this maybe perception that, like, having a twin flame is all sunshine and roses, and I'm like, hell no.
No, it's it just turned 11/11, by the way, if you've seen that.
Oh my god, yes, it is 11/11.
And you mentioned before that we first met at Hay House, wasn't that on November 11th?
Yeah, it was November 11th.
We met on 11/11. Hello. I mean, I just love the way the divine works. But the twin flame journey, it's and we'll obviously get into it in a minute, but it's not this fairy tale love. And I think the people that wonder, do I have a twin flame, if you haven't met anyone that resembles it, then honestly I wouldn't even concern yourself. Like, obviously, like, you know, listen and learn and get that spiritual food from us, but I would really guard against people searching for this person. Not everyone is a twin, first of all, and we'll get into this, but don't be searching for someone if you haven't met someone that is a twin. Like, everyone's special, everyone's sacred, whether it's a twin or a soulmate or a whoever. And you know, it's like you said, Emma, it's not a fairy tale. It's a spiritual path. And it's a journey of healing, and it's about the relationship we have with ourselves. And it actually has nothing to do, ironically, it has nothing to do with the relationship we have with our twin.
Brilliant. So that leads us very nicely into the first question from one of my followers, which is a twin flame the same as a soulmate? And if not, what are the differences?
Oh, that's such a good question. And by the way, I'm so, so excited and so deeply honoured to be answering questions from your followers. I know your community is really a beautiful, beautiful group of people that you've brought together with your energy. And I'm just really honoured to answer these questions. And as for the difference between a twin flame and a soulmate, it is very, very different. I think perhaps the first thing is to explain what a twin flame is so that people understand what that is and really demystify it. As I mentioned before, not everyone is a twin. People sometimes get a bit upset with me when I say that, but it's really good that we're not all twins, because if there were 7 billion twin flames in the world, our planet actually is not designed in terms of the energy infrastructure to contain that much energy on the planet. So it's really, really good that not everyone's a twin and that we have this spiritual diversity and we're all on our own journey. And also, I think the world would just crumble if we were all on our twin flame journey. It would be just too much. It'd be too intense. So what is a twin flame? A twin flame is one soul in two bodies. So in the place in the cosmos where souls are made, some souls contain so much energy and so much matter that they actually split into two, and they split into two energy centers, which are the divine masculine and the divine feminine. And these energy centers incarnate over many lifetimes. In other words, they're in human bodies, in vessels, and they incarnate over many lifetimes and encounter one another over many lifetimes. And the whole goal is to complete our soul contract in each lifetime. So not to blow everyone's minds too much, but in the in-between worlds, in between lives, when our soul is up in the places where souls hang out between incarnations, when we're there, we decide, we make agreements with our twin and with the divine about the lessons that we're going to learn on Earth school. And we say, okay, in this incarnation, we're going to teach each other this, and we're going to do this, this, and this, and this is what we're going to learn. So really, the twin flame journey is about completing that soul contract. And as for what that soul contract is, it's basically healing the thing that hurts the most. So whatever is your deepest pain, whether you're very triggered by abandonment wounds, I know I was, and that's been some of my biggest work, whatever it is that feels like the deepest pain, that causes the deepest pain, is your biggest wound, and that ultimately is your soul contract. And your twin, if you're not sure what that is, your twin will show you, so don't worry. As for the difference between twin flames and soulmates, they're both soul connections and soul catalysts. The best way I've heard it described, and this is by a beautiful twin flame psychic actually on YouTube called Ileana. She's Divine Soul 1122, and she's really, really beautiful. She describes this as twin flames are here for lessons and soulmates are here for blessings. And I really, really love that, because twin flame connections can be very chaotic at first. Not always, but they often are. And that chaos is because we're triggering each other to purge, heal, grow and ascend. Whereas with soulmates, the way that looks, if you're looking at a soulmate relationship, is it's the people that meet and fall in love and everything's easy and they progress to commitment very quickly and they live happily ever after. That's usually a soulmate. Now, it's interesting because people think that's what a twin flame is, and it's not. Now, not to overcomplicate it, but with soulmates, the way they're made is they're made from the same star stuff as us, the same cosmic material as us. They're not split, so we're not sharing a soul with our soulmates, but they're made in the same place in the cosmos when our souls were created. Soulmates can be friends, very close co-workers. It's the people you meet at personal development and spiritual events where you just click and you're friends forever. They're your soulmates, they're your soul family. So soulmates are not always romantic. Twin flames are always romantic, particularly in this lifetime, because our intimacy is where our deepest wounds are housed. I personally can tell you, like, I think I'm doing really well, you know, like I'm spiritual, I'm on this path. And then I get into a relationship and I go, oh, this is bringing up all my neuroses and I feel like a crazy person. So there's something about relationships, romantic relationships, that trigger our deepest stuff. And that's where twin flame is either a romantic partner or a potential romantic partner. So that's the difference between soulmates and twin flames.
Perfect. And the next question is, what are some signs or examples that you've possibly encountered a twin flame?
Such a good question. So there's an intensity unlike anything you've ever experienced before. It's so beyond words, and it's really because it's beyond human. It's really tough to find the words to actually explain what this is about, which is such an interesting part of my work because I write. So I'm like, how do I explain this spirit? Help me out, channel some stuff here. So there are really five top signs. And I actually did a video on this. If someone wants to check that out on my YouTube, on my Facebook page, it's there. And it's called How Do I Know If I Am a Twin Flame? So the first sign is recognition at first sight. We've heard of love at first sight. This is recognition at first sight. In other words, you feel really familiar with this person. You feel as if you know them. The second sign is this really extreme and inexplicable emotional reaction at really small actions from your twins. So they, you know, look at you a certain way, or they say something very benign, very small, and you like flip your lid. You know, it's very extreme. And that's because you're remembering all the stuff you went through in past lifetimes, and you're clearing that karma, and it feels that your reaction to them will be completely out of whack with what they did. They'll do something really small and you're like, you know, go into a tailspin. The third sign is rapid up-leveling. So I've only known my twin a year, and I have packed into the past 12 months more healing than I thought was possible to do in 5 or 10 years. So it's this really condensed, very, very efficient process of healing. The fourth sign is past life remembrance. So you will remember past lives that you have together. Now, if you're new to the past life thing, this might sound a bit heavy and a bit difficult to get into, but past life remembrance can be something really simple, like feeling really pulled to a period in history or a certain culture or a certain country when you don't have any rational reason to do so. For example, I was watching the movie Dunkirk, albeit I already knew my past life connection to the world wars, but I was watching that and I got goosebumps everywhere, and my whole being was saying, yes, 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 I know this, I recognize this, I remember this. And that's really random because I, you know, I haven't particularly studied that period in history any more than anyone else at school, right? So it's that feeling of, this is familiar to me, I feel like I was there, I know it. So there's that past life remembrance. And then the fourth thing really is telepathy and psychic awakening. So whether or not you believe in this, or if you think you are psychic or intuitive or not, what this is basically you will be, your psychic development will be accelerated, and you will have this very difficult to explain and hard to understand if you haven't experienced it, telepathy with your twin. You will be able to hear their thoughts and know what they're thinking and know where they're going through. This might come through in hearing things in your internal mind, or seeing signs and synchronicities, getting messages through music when it feels like they're talking to you. It can be pictures that come up in your mind. It can be a whole range of different things. It can be the feeling or the knowing. So all of the clairs kick into place, the clairsentience, claircognizance, clairaudience, and clairvoyance. They all start firing really, really rapidly. And that you might feel like you're going crazy when that happens the first couple times, but when it keeps happening and when you have it confirmed by, you know, next time you speak to your twin, they say something and you go, oh, that actually confirms the message I got through psychically. Then that really confirms the telepathy side. So there's five signs again. Recognition at first sight, the extreme and inexplicable emotional reactions at very small actions from your twin. Third, the rapid up-leveling, the very, very quick healing. Fourth is the past life remembrance. And the fifth thing is the telepathy between twins and the psychic awakening. If this sounds completely wild and crazy to you, then it's likely you haven't experienced this and you haven't experienced the twin flame thing, which is totally fine. But if you are a twin and you're nodding going, how does she know this? Why is she reading my mind? It's because you've experienced the twin flame dynamic. So I hope that sheds a little bit of light on what this looks like in a very real way. And I also want to add, no, you're not going crazy, because that is a very, very common feeling when you meet your twin. So I hope that helps.
I can totally relate to that. And I actually watched your Facebook video last night, funnily enough.
Did you?
I just felt drawn to it. I was like, oh, I'm going to watch this. Like, even though I know I'm a twin, I was like, I'm going to watch this. And it's so weird because I've never heard those signs before, but I could relate to absolutely every single one. Like, we met our twins in the same week, I think we discussed before.
We did. I know. We're in the same soul family, 100%.
Totally.
Yeah.
And yeah, it was like the transition I've had in my spirituality over the last 12 months is crazy. Like, the up-leveling I've done is just insane, and it's amazing because it's got me to such an incredible point. But obviously it's been quite turbulent and it's been quite, you know, scary.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm like, oh my god, I'm losing my shit here, like, what the hell is going on? Like, I thought this was meant to be like happy and calm and amazing, and here I am like, ah. So I totally relate to every single point. And I think so many people who hear this can probably relate to it as well. So the next question is, can you have more than one twin flame?
Oh, this is such a juicy question. I don't want to put this intention out into the universe, but I do usually get a bit of hate mail when I talk about this. So we do only have one twin flame. So the trouble with saying you have multiple twin flames is that we are trying to trick ourselves into not doing the work. When you know there's only one person that can mirror you in quite this way and trigger you in quite this way, it forces you to do the work. Whereas if you think, oh, heck, there's going to be another one along in a minute, then it circumvents the healing process. And you think, well, this person isn't that different or special, and this person isn't triggering my stuff, which they obviously are. It basically is a way of avoiding the work. So there is one, and that can feel, like, I'm just going to be really honest, that can feel really, really terrifying, this feeling of like losing this one person. Now, just because they're a twin, it doesn't mean and they are quote unquote the one, because I hear this a lot. So we have hundreds of soulmates, we only have one twin. So people say, oh, so your twin is quote unquote the one. Not necessarily. It serves a very, very specific purpose of, you know, as we've discussed, that rapid up leveling, that healing, that growth and ascension. It may end in a romantic relationship with them. It may not. It depends on two things, which is your soul contract, i.e. have you done the work? And second is free will, good old human choice, right? We can choose, which is beautiful. But yes, we do only have one twin. We do have hundreds of soulmates that are made out of the same material as us. But also, if someone's saying things like, oh, we have multiple twin flames, I would really, really challenge the question, have you actually experienced this? Because I know, Emma, you have, and it's unlike anything else. You know that there's only one person that influences you and triggers you and that you're connected to in quite this way. Again, it doesn't make it worse or better than other connections. We're all special, but it is so different from anything else that you've been through. So yes, we do only have one. And as we said, it's not a fairy tale romance. It's about the relationship you have with yourself. And knowing that there's one forces you to look at that. Thinking there's more, just you think, oh, it's like a bus. There's going to be another one along in a minute. No, there's not. And if you think that, your twin will keep coming back because their soul will be pulled.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
Hey everyone, I'm Craig Robinson, co-host of the Ways to Win podcast, alongside my good friend John Calipari. I've been on the go recently, Phoenix, Kansas City, Chicago. If you're like me and have a home but aren't always at home, you have an Airbnb. Hosting your home or a spare room is a very practical side hustle. If you live in a big game town, you can Airbnb your place for fans to stay in. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Pull back to you, and they will be triggering the heck out of you to force you to do the work if you're not choosing to do it.
Definitely. And I think also, like, it's interesting because a lot of my friends in my group, they kind of have soulmate relationships, and they always, they've got incredible soulmate relationships and they're so happy. And then they kind of like look at me and they're like, are you sure? Like, should it be smooth sailing? Like, you know, it's just easy. And like, I've heard that so much. Everyone's like, it's just easy. And I'm like, right, but I know that like this shit isn't meant to be easy. Like, you know, you've got healing to do, you've got so much to bring to the surface. So in a way, like, I'm kind of grateful for the journey because it's put me in such a great place that you know, it doesn't matter what happens either way, because I've healed, I've become such a better person, and that's going to help so many people through my work. And I'm sure you can agree with that.
Yeah, I just feel like you're sort of reading my soul at the moment. I mean, I feel exactly the same. Like, no matter what happens, you know, I send him so much love, genuinely, and I'm so grateful. Yes, I have my moments. Yes, I'm still working through some of the emotional stuff. But, you know, and I'll always do the work. But what I've learned is helping so many people. And it's been such an efficient way of healing. It's been very turbulent. It's been very dark at times. It has not been easy. But I'm so grateful for him, his human incarnation, and his soul for doing the job that he agreed to do, which is to trigger me and to wake me up even further and to push me into this work. So reaching that place of gratitude is the goal. However, if you're not there yet, if someone's listening to this and they're thinking, I'm not grateful, I'm like this, I'm thinking, what fresh hell is this? This is like 50 kinds of crazy, you know, shit's hitting the fan. If you're in that place, it's okay. Don't jump to gratitude. Like, in the twin flame community, there's this, I'm just going to call it a disease that's going around called being unconditional love. Now, that's such a dangerous thing to say to twins that are doing the work, because unconditional love is such a high vibration, and the emotions that are brought up because of the karmic clearing when we meet our twin, those emotions are so dense and so heavy. We are so far from unconditional love that if we try to think that that's the goal, we really stop ourselves from doing the work, because we can't even fathom how we can get there, because it's such a big leap. So deal with the emotions as they come up, and eventually through the accelerated up leveling, you know, like myself and Emma have just said, you will get to a point of feeling really grateful for the experience. But if you're not there yet, please don't judge yourself. It's a process, and you are where you are, and you're doing your best. So don't try and circumvent the healing to get to unconditional love. If you have emotions coming up that are dense and heavy, please deal with them. Please heal them in whatever way you feel that they need to be healed, whether it's traditional counseling and coaching, or whether it's energy work, seeing a shaman, a psychic, whatever it is. Deal with those heavy emotions, and you will get to that place we just talked about of feeling genuinely very grateful and very in awe of the gift that was presented to you for your growth and your healing.
Brilliant. So the next question is, how can you find harmony in the runner-chaser dynamic, and how can twin flames cope with any outside pressures they may experience that influences their relationship?
This is another absolutely brilliant question. So it's actually sort of split into two. So what I'm going to do is tackle it from the perspective of the runner-chaser dynamic, because that is something that does happen in the twin flame experience. And as soon as I googled twin flames, the first thing that came up was runner chaser. I thought, this sounds really familiar. And the second part was about the outside pressures. So I'm actually going to tackle those separately. The first thing, runner chaser. So the question I would pose is, what would you do if someone was chasing you? Right, you would run, right? You know, we've all had those dreams of someone's chasing you and you're like running. So stop chasing. And also, the divine feminine energy, when you're in that place and when you're really in your power, you're in a place of trusting and knowing, you're receiving, you're connected to your heart, you're leading with your heart, you feel very abundant, very loving, you're creating, you're birthing projects, right? That's divine feminine energy. And when we're in our divine feminine power, we don't chase. We don't chase partners or men, we don't chase clients, we don't, you know, we don't have that desperation energy. Yes, of course, like, you know, myself and Emma, we both run businesses, we both are masters of execution, so let's not discount the career side, but it's not coming from a place of desperation. It's really flowy work that is action orientated, but it's not desperate, it's not chasing. So if you are chasing your twin, that comes from wounding that can take many different forms, but your job is to heal those wounds. So if you're in runner chaser, there's a soul contract that's not been fulfilled. So do the work on healing those wounds. Now, as for this outside pressures, this is a really, really interesting one. So with the signs of twin flames, one thing I didn't mention, because it's almost really obvious, is that twin flames come from very, very different worlds, like on a human level. So they might be different. Different nationalities, a different race, you might have a very different religion. And this is all about breaking down those templates of what love looks like. Obviously, though, in a very, very human, earth-based sense, that can cause a lot of friction. Like if you were brought up very differently, one of you is from money, the other one isn't, you know, there's a class thing or a race or a religion thing, all those really, really heavy, very historically loaded issues do come into play. But here's the thing. If you're talking about outside influences like your twin's family or his friends or his co-workers, or dare I say, if he's in a relationship, that's his soul contract, right? That's his work with those people, and we can't get involved with that. We also have soul contracts with people in our lives, our family, karma to clear there. It's likely we were in past lives with our families. Our families are chosen on purpose, right? That's not an accident that we were birthed at a certain place at a certain time when the cosmos were aligned in a certain way. Like if you get into birth charts and astrology, it's really, really fascinating. But it's all on purpose. So we have to figure out, why was I born into this type of family? What's my soul contract with my mom, my dad, my brother, my whoever? And do that work, and then know and trust, so that's being back in that divine feminine energy, know and trust that your twin will do the same. But we cannot get involved in their soul contracts. We've got to heal our own. So we can't start meddling in their family and all of that. Just it's keep your side of the street clean and trust that your twin is going to do the same.
Amazing. I love that. And yeah, so what's the... Oh, you spoke about the pressures, didn't you, about... how to cope with any outside pressures, didn't you? Yeah.
It's, you know, it's so interesting because we start to create these problems in our mind of, oh, well, he's in this situation, so that's blah, blah, blah. But that's his stuff. In my birth chart, and I forget the actual terminology for it, but basically part of my work is not getting involved in other people's dramas. So I've got to really work at that. It's so easy for me to be the fixer and to step in and to try and heal everyone when actually I've got to work on myself first. So whatever he's going through is his stuff, and I've got to trust that he's strong enough, because we're the same, he's my twin, he's strong enough to sort that out himself. So please, twins, try not to get involved in stuff that's not your soul contract, because all you're doing is actually creating more karma that needs to be cleared, and it just delays the whole process.
And I think also, like, something in my own personal journey that really helped me to cut the cycle of the runner chaser was something which I just saw on YouTube, and again it was like a video that just totally resonated with me and I'd never heard before and never seen before, and it was that they are actually holding just one big mirror to you. So when I actually looked at the issues and things that were on his side, I was like, shit. When I really got real and really opened up, I was like, fuck, this is within me, like I've got these problems too, and I like hidden them and pushed them down to the surface. I was like, oh my god.
Yeah, I hear you completely. And with the mirroring thing, that's such a great point. And what it is your twin is holding the mirror, but your twin is not your reflection. And this is a massive misconception within the twin flame community. So if someone has, you know, heard the terminology and, God forbid, Googled it, like if you Google twin flames, my goodness, like all manner of stuff is going to come up and it will put you in a tailspin. But what it will talk about, what you will find, is this idea of mirroring. And some people will say your twin is your reflection. That's not true. Your twin is actually holding the mirror. So if your twin is your reflection, like I've had some like hate on Twitter about this. It was really, really interesting. It's from some other people that do twin flame work. And one of their followers like started like saying really weird stuff to me online. But they were saying, your twin is like, if your twin is rejecting you, it's because you're rejecting yourself. And that's because your twin flame's your mirror. Well, yeah, but they're not your reflection. So if there is rejection happening, your twin's holding the mirror, and the rejection is going to be triggering things like your abandonment wound, your codependency, your neediness. I mean, just a cocktail of the things that I've been healing over the past year, to be completely honest and authentic. And that's what they're showing you. But we can't get into that, what I call spiritualizing of dysfunction, and saying, oh, I'm my twin, therefore we're exactly the same. Well, we're actually quite different from our twin, right? Because of the yin and yang, they will have very different personality quirks. And that's because we're a complete whole together if we choose to do that. But it's really, really important that we understand our twin is holding the mirror so we can look at ourselves. But the reflection that we're looking at is ourself. It's not our twin, right? So it's that's a really small distinction to make, but I think a very important one, so that we don't take on our twin stuff as if it's our own. We've got to work on ourselves first. That's like the main thing that we need to do.
Totally agree with that, 100%. So the last question is, why do twin flames separate, and what can we do to heal ourselves when we feel certain that they're coming back?
Ooh, another really, really juicy question. So as I mentioned, I think before, there are two factors that really influence whether we're in a relationship with our twin or not. The first is our soul contract with them, which is the work we agreed to do when we came here in this body at this time. And our soul contracts involve the doing of the work. And then free will. Free will is the other factor. Good old fashioned choice. You know, we might choose to not be with our twin. They might choose not to be with us. It's a choice. It's intense. It's not for everyone. I'm very blessed to know some genuine twin flame couples in my life, some of whom I knew before I'd even heard the terminology twin flame. I just knew there was something about them. And now I look back and I go, oh, shit, they're twins, of course. Right. But what I know of those people, and they say this to me, like, this is the most difficult relationship I've been in. This is not easy. Yes, there's that bliss and it's the most love that you can possibly feel. But at the same time, it's not a walk in the park. Right. So we might choose to do something else, or we might choose when we see where our twin's at, you might say, you know what, I do love you unconditionally and I am grateful for you, but I'm choosing the best thing for me right now, which is to work on me and to be with myself. And I cannot be with you right now because you're not in a healthy energetic state, and I'm not willing to drag myself down to that energetic frequency. I'm going to hold my energetic frequency high, and that gives you the opportunity, twin, to rise up and meet me here. But I'm not going to lower my frequency, disrespect my boundaries, accept low value behavior, because that's not serving either of us, right? And that's a choice. And your twin can choose not to do the work. If they choose not to do that, it's probably not going to go that well for them. And the universe will come in with, I'm sure we've heard the terminology of, like, they come in with either a feather or a truck. So you want to be them to be coming in with a feather, which is the whispers, the synchronicities, the signs, and you're following them. You don't want the universe to have to bring in a truck and completely, you know, lay metaphorically, of course, lay you out, and you know, things get really, really bad for you if you're not doing the work. So, yeah, you know, it's all a choice. And what I really want to do as well is kind of really lovingly challenge the person who asked the question, you know, what can we do when we separate, and what can we do to heal ourselves when we feel certain they're coming back? It feels like from that question, gorgeous, gorgeous soul who asked this, it feels like you're really counting on your twin coming back. That's what I'm feeling from it. If you're ready, and only if you're ready, and everyone can try this and do create some space to go through this, because this is going to bring up a lot of stuff, and I want to be very loving and gentle with this. But if you're ready, play with this scenario. And the scenario is this. He's not coming back. Now, just take a breath now that you've heard that. And just really think to yourself, okay, how does that feel? Likely not going to feel very good. What does it trigger? What does it bring up in you? Where does it hurt? And where did that wound come from? And then go and heal that wound. That's your soul contract, right? Where the deepest pain is. And it's your soul contract with your twin to heal that core wound. And this is the best thing for you, and somewhat ironically, the best way to help your twin, and the best chance of you getting back together with your twin, is to heal that wound. So counting on that, kind of leaning on that crutch really of, oh, he's coming back, you don't really have to heal anything then. If you say to yourself, you know what, I don't know that he's coming back. And then if you say he's not coming back, how does that feel? For me, that spun, you know, when I created this, I really spun out and I was like, oh my God, he's not coming back. And then cue abandonment and codependency. And I mean, you name it. Now, you cannot get into a relationship with your twin or stay in a relationship with your twin if those wounds haven't been healed anyway. So that's a really fast way of healing. It's not going to feel very good as you're purging that. But leaning on the guarantee that they're going to come back is avoiding the healing in some way. And I say that with so much love and so much respect, but we can't count on that, right? We've got to be ourselves. We've got to stand on our own two feet and be in our power. And we can still do that and be very loving and send them so much love energetically. But we have to be okay on our own. That's part of our work. And again, ironically, that's the fastest way to get back with them. I know that's really a bit of a head fuck. But yeah, I hope that answers the question.
Brilliant. Perfect. So, Cheryl, how can my followers find all your amazing work online then?
They can find me on pretty much all social medias. My handle is at Cheryl J. Muir on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. I have new meditations every Wednesday, a blog every Friday, and also Twin Flame Weekly on Mondays, where I answer more Twin Flame questions like this. My website is CherylMuir.com.
Perfect. Well, thank you so much, Cheryl, for coming on here. Like, the questions have been amazing, so thank you to everybody who asked them. And yeah, it's just been such a good podcast to talk all about twins, and obviously it's helped me even more as well. I always learn about twins when I speak with you, so thank you so much.
It's my absolute pleasure. Thank you so much for creating the space to talk about twins.
So thank you for joining me for another one of my podcast episodes. I hope you absolutely enjoyed this episode with Cheryl. So as per usual, I will link Cheryl's website down below so you can go and check it out. And if you want to know anything more about myself or my work, you can find everything at emmamumford.co.uk, including my new webinars, merchandise, and my YouTube videos and blog posts. Thank you so much, guys, and I look forward to seeing you next week. Lots of love.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.